Unions landed a victory Tuesday, a tie at the U.S. Supreme Court on a case perceived as do or die for public employee unions means current rules will remain in place. But Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says he'll continue to try to ban these so-called fair share fees. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Say a worker doesn't want to be in a union. He or she doesn't have to be, but they still benefit from the union's efforts. They're covered by union-negotiated collective bargaining agreements that cover wages, vacation time. That's the thought behind a requirement that makes these non-union workers pay fair share or agency fees. Rauner, a Republican, says everything a public union does is political by nature.
This is a very big issue. It's an issue of freedom of speech and freedom of political voice. No American should be forced to fund an organization that they disagree with politically. That should not be the case.
Rauner supports a lawsuit filed by a trio of state employees who don't want to be in a union and don't want to pay any fair share dues. He says he expects that case will be the next to reach the nation's high court. By then, Rauner says he hopes there will be a full bench of 9 justices who can settle the issue for good. I'm Amanda Vinicky.